Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Florida UFOs. Tonight we're going to talk about our first cool weather sky watch, which was pretty exciting, and other events that have happened since then. We're waiting for Dave, our guest, to call in. Some news for people. As you see, I have the UFO Info Weekend link on my site. Just want to get this out that it has been postponed until July of 2010. So we're going to have Dave on the show. We're going to talk about what he's seen. I got a call tonight a little while ago from a friend that lives in Georgia. He just called me right before the show saying he was seeing some incredible things up there. Dave was also sky watching, and he also called me, said he was seeing some things, so that was cool. So without further ado, let Dave join us. Dave, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. How's it going?
Is it a fact that you're doing a live skywatch right now?
Actually, I just came back outside, and I'll do a live skywatch while we're talking.
Great. If you see anything, just let me know.
Okay, will do.
So, what did you see tonight so far? Let's talk about that.
I came out tonight about 7:45. And I looked over the Gulf of Mexico, and to my southwest, I saw a big yellow glow of light, looked like a stream of light, like vertical, and it was very, very bright. And then just disappeared, and then all of a sudden the moon was going down as well, and I saw the moon and behind it, but this big glowing light looked like a big ball of firelight. That's the best way to explain it, a vertical firelight.
Wow. Yeah, and like I told you, Marion called me from Georgia. He's seen all kinds of stuff, so I encourage anybody, in this part of the U.S. to do a skywatch while it's cold. For some reason, me and Dave kind of figured out when we started our skywatches last April, it may not have been the winter, but it was cool out, and we were seeing tons of activity. But all summer long, it was pretty slow. There was, we got some good footage this summer, but nothing like it was when it was cool out. So we did our first cool skywatch Sunday night, and it actually turned out pretty good. How many objects do you think we've seen total, Dave?
For one night or is it for the whole
no,
ever since
Sunday.
We started? Oh, for Sunday?
Yeah.
I think we saw about 8 good ones that were fairly close that we got captured on the film. And then there was several others that were way, way too far up there to catch really with a camera. Unless we had a really, good camera to get way out there.
And it sucks because we missed the best one. Dave was facing north. Now it's facing south, so we can try to cover the sky. And describe that light you seen, because when he yelled it to me, I had to turn my camera, get up, turn around, and try to film this thing. By the time I did, it was almost pretty much gone. But tell us what it was you seen.
Well, it looked like it was in our atmosphere, because it was pretty low. And, the bright planet that's sitting there, the closest one to Earth right now that's very bright when you go out and see it, was that Jupiter? Or is that Venus?
It's Jupiter.
That it looked just like that, but it was up a lot closer. And then as soon as it came down, it took off about like a 50-degree angle straight back up going north. And right as it was starting to go back up, that's when you got up to turn around and look. But, yeah, that would have been a great one to catch. I'm just waiting on to get some hold of some money so I can get a camera.
Yeah, now we are going to be holding a Skywatch tomorrow night with Mr. Billy Cox. If you don't know who Billy Cox is, you can Google his name. He's actually a writer for the Herald Tribune here in Sarasota, and he also writes for Florida Today, plus a few other different magazines and newspapers. He's accredited to writing more stories on UFOs than almost anybody. So after me and Dave first started seeing the UFOs, we invited him out because we were looking for a credible person to come out and see these things that could back up our story. And indeed, he did come out, and he's seen them, and he did back up our story. He called me today. He called me today to ask me what kind of stuff we've been seeing lately. And after I told him, he says that he's been reading that the Navy or the Air Force, one of them.
It was the Navy, you were saying.
Yeah, the Navy has these triangle objects that they keep, I don't know, either in low orbit, or in our atmosphere, I don't know, but he said they were triangles, so I told him about the one triangle I did film, but that had a blinking light, so he's going to go over it. Now, me and Dave have tons of footage we need to upload. We probably have about 13 UFOs on film that we have to upload. My software has gone down, so we'll be doing that as soon as possible. I have to buy the video converter tomorrow, hopefully, and we'll get all that up for everybody. Now, anybody can feel free to call in. You guys can talk to us.
And a while back ago, you guys were wondering, the listeners were, some of them were wondering why, you know, we just talk about Skywatches. And that's the biggest thing, is the Skywatch thing, because if we didn't have the Skywatch, if we didn't know anything was flying around, then we'd be one of them kind of debunker kind of people going, yeah, sure, uh-huh.
Yeah, but, you got to get out there and watch if you...
And then that would just raise more questions to ask anyways when these big-time UFO guys come on the air, too. But every time, it's been pretty hard because the timing's been pretty short.
I was talking to Billy today about... I was telling him about how the ancient civilizations, you know, how they have all their cave paintings and stuff, and we kind of hint at, you know, the sky was TV for them back then. You know, that's what they did at night. They watched the sky, so that was kind of interesting, and I want to give the listeners a little tip. I've been in contact with the manager of Eric Von Daniken. He's got a new book coming out. He's agreed to do the show. We just have to set a date and time, which is most likely going to be in the next week sometime. I'd like to try to set it for a week from tonight to keep my shows on Tuesdays. But, you know, I'll take him whenever I can get him. So that's going to be a very great show. Is it cloudy out at all tonight, Dave?
Actually, yes. The clouds are starting to roll in. It's breaking here and there over the water, but it's other than that, it's fairly nice out tonight. No bugs, and it's pretty good. I called you, I think it was probably about like 8 o'clock or so when I called you to talk to you about this thing I was seeing. And then after you and I hung up about 8 o'clock, right after that, my son points one out. It was way up there. It was going south. And I said, watch, I'm going to focus in on it, and I'm going to focus my energy going through the flashlight that I have shooting at that object, and it's going to come down and light up. And he goes, no, it's not. And I was like, yes, it will. Watch. And I shined it. I focused. And actually, as I was focused, you could actually see it coming down lower and lower. And once you stare at the sky for a while, you kind of understand and see how the objects move around up there, doing turns or anything. You just notice them for staring at the sky for a while. It actually came down. It was still way up there, but it lit up so bright. And then as fast as it came down, it went back up, and the light just disappeared on it, and you could just see a little glare off of it going south. That was wild.
Now, I know a lot of theories are out there, and one theory is that these UFOs show themselves to only certain people that are, you know, at a certain vibration or a certain consciousness. Now, I've kind of come to kind of believe in this a little bit because on my own, when I do, you know, when I sit outside by myself at night, I might see one or two of these things, but when Dave's around, for some reason, it just seems like they all come out. Maybe it's because he has better eyes, because he does spot 95% of the ones we see.
Pretty much, yeah.
But, you know, because I have to stare through my camera lens, the viewfinder, I actually don't use the flip out because it's too bright. I look through the viewfinder, and then my eyes have to readjust, so it's kind of hard, but, you know, we definitely got some good footage we're going to upload to YouTube. And for those of you listeners who don't know what our YouTube channel is, it is youtube.com/user/JAMIES941. You can see all the videos, our past videos, Skywatches we filmed. So we're just waiting on that to get that up and running. So we're hoping to take some callers tonight and just chit-chat a little bit about, you know, theories and UFOs and what's going on in the news.
Yeah, that's what my son asked too, Jamie. He goes, why do you think they only come down when you're focusing in on them? I was like, I've got a theory. This is my theory. I do believe maybe I thought of this before Dennis Whitney came on the air last week or the week before and said that, but about the energy, about how high your vibration is and your consciousness about them. And when I focus in on them, it's like I just let everything go. But then I told him, I said, they focus in on energy, because he goes, how do you think they see us from way up there from outer space? Because we're just like, they don't even see anything from down here except the planet.
Yep.
And I said, that's what I mean. We're energy. And usually between, like, the time we see them between 8 to, 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
That's when everybody starts to go to bed, and that's when their subconscious kind of leaves their body, supposedly, or out-of-body experience, or leaves the body without them knowing. Or around, 4 to 6 in the morning is when everybody has the dream state going on right before they wake up.
Yeah.
And that's when I started seeing them, as early in the mornings when I got off work. And that's what I started believing in about the energy thing, because that's when the energy, the time for spirit activity, as paranormal people know, is the best time for spirit activity to start up, like early in the morning or just before, you know, just before nightfall.
Yeah. We got some very interesting news from the science world today. For those of you, most of you may have already heard about it, but dozens of new planets have been found just outside of our solar system. Astronomers found 32 new planets outside our solar system, adding to the evidence the theory that the universe has many places where life could develop. Scientists using the European Southern Observatory Telescope didn't find any planets quite the size of the Earth or any that seem habitable or even unusual, but the announcement increased the number of planets discovered outside of our solar system to more than 400. Six
yeah.
of the new planets are several times bigger than Earth.
Now, isn't that funny how they're going to come out with a lot more planets, I bet, that they found,
yeah.
and then all of a sudden we're going to have Obama trying to admit that he came in contact with seven friendlies.
Yeah. They said most of the planets discovered are so far bigger. He said Jupiter size or even larger. Two of the new planets were as small as five times the size of the Earth, and one was up to five times larger than Jupiter.
And that makes Planet X possible, then.
Yeah, I mean, this is outside of our solar system. Planet X, or Nibiru, is supposedly supposed to orbit our sun, which would be inside of our solar system, but on parts of its trajectory would bring it outside of our solar system, I guess.
And I believe in the old ancient times how they believed they were giants, because if these planets are giants, a lot bigger than Earth and all the other planets here in our solar system, that there might be actually giants that live on them. You never know. Just like
yeah.
dinosaurs were giants. Well,
yeah.
You know, how did they, you know, come about being giants, and then all of a sudden, nowadays, we've got little tiny animals? Another theory. Another question.
Do you have any callers yet? Nope, no callers. Anybody feel free to call in and chat with us. We got some, let's see what we got in other news for today. I'm looking on my team's website, weebufobelievers.net. Roswell Confessions, Coast to Coast.
We are starting to show a little earlier tonight, though.
Yes, we are. Now, I did upload for all the fans of the Chupacabra song. I did upload it, and I can play it at any time, as you'll see.
For you listeners, make sure you plug your ears. You don't want to listen to it.
Very nice.
That chupacabra wants to eat that goat. That goat wants to hug that chupacabra. That chupacabra wants to eat that goat. That goat's got a little crush on that chupacabra. That chupacabra wants to eat that goat. That goat's got a little bitty crush on that chupacabra. And that chupacabra really wants to eat that goat. Goat chupacabra, goat chupacabra. Chupacabra, goat, chupacabra, goat.
Okay, enough of that. That message was brought to you by World UFO Space, fastest growing UFO social network on the web. Okay, we're back.
All right.
So are you seeing anything, Dave?
No, it's pretty cloudy right now.
Nah, that sucks. So come on, people, call in. Give us some questions. Give us some topics.
Or just give us some more questions that we can ask further guests that come on the show.
Now, let's talk about this supposed thing that's going to happen November 27th.
Or did you let the listeners know about the UFO International Skywatch in Orlando, Florida? It was canceled.
Yeah, when is that supposed to be, the 17th or something? Or is that already passed? I don't know. When
I think
that?
It's like November 1st through the 7th, or 3rd through the 7th of November.
Yeah, I'll have to check on that. I'll actually check on it right now as we're talking. But now you made me forget what I was just going to say. Crap, you made me forget what I was going to say.
That's okay. I have that effect on people.
Anyway, shit. You totally messed me up.
You got Chupacabra in your head.
Yeah, it's just in there, and I'm sorry I played it for anybody that's heard it more than one time. You are now done. You'll now be dreaming of the Chupacabra.
We were talking about the UFO Night Sky Watch.
Yeah.
I think that was October 27th, you were saying.
Oh, yeah, I'm checking that right now, but, oh, yeah, I was talking about that, too, but we'll get back to that. Last night I was listening to Lan Lamphere's show. He's got a show. He joined up with the Paranormal Network, and at the end of his show, he started bashing Blog Talk Radio, which, you know, it's kind of messed up to do. I mean, he knows I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Me and him talk a lot. And he goes and starts bashing it, saying, you know, now any Joe can pick up a phone and make a show. He says it's just going to ruin internet radio. You know, so I told him you have to start somewhere. You know, and that's true. The people that are good will make it, and the people that aren't won't. So. That's basically about it. Now let's let me see if I can pull up this here Skywatch. But anyway, about the November 27th, if the president goes ahead and announces a press conference or whatever his address to the nation, if he announces anything like that around November 26th or the 27th, I'm going to be very interested. Because a rumor came out of the conference in Zurich in July that he was going to announce contact with six friendly ET races. So look out for that one. The other one about this International Skywatch group, it's on Facebook. The International Skywatch is going to take place on the 25th of October 2009, which will be next Sunday. So next Sunday, people all across this country, and probably many more, because there are about 100,000 members in this group. So all these members are going to be doing a Skywatch on the 25th. The event will be morning, afternoon, evening, and night. It says you can just watch the sky above your home. You don't have to be a ufologist. Anyone can Skywatch. Have your camera or camcorder at hand. You will need to take images as evidence. You can post all the images below. And, so if you guys want to find that and join it, it's on Facebook under Facebook International UFO Skywatch Group. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if they have a tip-off or if it's another Good Child forecast like last year. What date did they forecast last year? Does anybody remember? I know it was...
I don't know.
I thought it was in October sometime, like October 17th of last year, but I may be wrong. So, we got to look out for that. Well, I guess we're not going to get no callers to call in tonight.
Well, that's surprising. No one's going to call in?
I don't know.
Well,
nobody
we did start a little early.
Fun.
You started early because I have to go to bed early. I have to work
in
the morning.
Yeah, plus all the good shows are on tonight. For those of you on the Eastern Eastern Time. Ghost Lab comes on at 10 o'clock just after our show. Two episodes, two full hours of Ghost Lab on Discovery Channel. Let's talk a little bit about paranormal. There's some new paranormal shows out. There's that one. What was the name of that new one? Evidence or Paranormal Extreme?
Paranormal Extreme or Extreme Paranormal.
Yeah. Did you catch that? I caught part of it.
Yes, I did. That movie, that show was crazy. Them guys were crazy.
Yeah. They like they could see where the guy is. That the one where they seen where the guy died and they like poured stuff, like they chalked his outline and.
Yeah, in a Mexico prison, that's where one of the prisoners died, where they chopped the bars to get him out of the jail cell, and then they cut him up and get him out of the jail cell. Then they laid him on the ground and he was in the fetal position, and they chalked the fetal position. One of the members laid right where the charcoal colored cement was, where they lit the guy on fire. And after they did that, they sprayed put a gel around the outline and lit the gel on fire to raise the spirit.
Wow.
Make the spirit come back. That was crazy.
Now,
I don't know.
I'm half tempted call Alaska Bill, but he's very sick at this time, so he couldn't come on either. We wish Alaska Bill the best. He's had some kind of problem with, he can't eat. Every time he eats, he gets sick. He has ulcers, so he's resting at home.
Let's talk about your paranormal at your house that you had a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, we could talk about this. My mother, she works for a cleaning business. They do celebrity houses and stuff on the small island of Boca Grande down here. It's where the Bushes retreat to. You know, a lot of famous people live there. It's all billionaires. It's an island of billionaires, and they clean houses there. You know, they get them ready for people coming down for the winter. They rent them out and clean them. Well, my mom and her boss went to clean a house last Wednesday, and my mom was in the living room, and the boss walked in the kitchen and said, "Oh my God, you got to come see this." So my mom walked in there, and there was a yellow broom standing straight up in the middle of the kitchen.
Wow, that's crazy.
Just standing straight up. Now, you know, I don't know if they have trick brooms. I only found one story of a broom standing up, and that was in some store. But in this store video I seen, they could take the broom and move it to different places, and it always stands up by itself. This first broom they took, and they couldn't get it to stand back up, so they felt a little creeped out, but they continued cleaning. And my mom walked down into the basement and seen a blue one standing up in the middle of the room. Both of them were standing up on tile. Now, after seeing the second broom standing up, she was kind of freaked out, and she said she vacuumed all around it. It didn't move, and she even said when she tried to move it, it felt like there was actual force, like, holding it up, like it was actually, like, stuck in place or something. Now, her boss took pictures of this, but she is computer and phone illiterate, so she can't send it to my phone. So
yeah, I was waiting for you to get the pictures.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure that out and try to get them pictures up and posted, because that's weird. You know, this area we live in goes back a long time. There was a haunted house on Manasota Key, too. You know, and I've experienced real paranormal activity in the old house we moved into. We moved into it because the old woman that had been living there went into a nursing home, and her husband had died 6 years earlier. He was a wife beater. He was a drunk. And I lived there for about a year and a half, and doors would close on their own and stuff. So one night I got a little pushy, and I called them out. And nothing happened. So I went to bed, and I woke up, you know, to go to the bathroom, and as soon as I sat up, it felt like I was falling in all directions, and it seriously felt like somebody was actually, like, inside of me. It was weird. It felt like it was the weirdest feeling I ever had. And what's strange about it is that it lasted for 2 weeks, and my doctor couldn't explain it. I had no inner ear infection. Everything was fine as far as my balance, but my balance was off. I couldn't walk. I was getting dizzy, but there's other ways to test to see if it's your equilibrium, and it wasn't. So that was kind of freaky. And I've had paranormal experiences ever since I was a kid, 10 years old, playing with the Ouija board. Actually, where I grew up was built on top of an Indian burial ground. How about you, Dave?
And messing with a Ouija board, too? That's crazy. I had experiences ever since as far back as I can remember, as about 4 or 5 years old. I used to see people, and the seeing people would happen almost every single night, and my mom thought I was crazy. I went and actually saw a psychiatrist, I found out, probably when I turned 6. And nobody could still explain why I was seeing dead people. And I come to find out, now rummaging through old pictures and everything of the family, they're actually family members that I was seeing. And then after a while, it started spooking me, and I tried to forget it, and I somehow just put it off when I guess I shouldn't have. And about 15, it just started up again, and then it went away, and then it came back when I turned about 30, and all of a sudden, it just opened totally up when I hit about 30 years old, and when I'm about 29, 30, yeah, somewhere right in there. And I think it was starting to open up when the towers, when 9/11 happened, and I had a lot of experiences before that happened, so that was back in 96. So, yeah, I had a pretty active lifestyle, but I never knew what paranormal or spirits or anything was until I turned about 30 years old, and I went into a bookstore that had spirit people, you know, that did readings and message work and everything, and it was like I was my own medium because I knew what they were going to say before they said it, so it was pretty neat. It was neat in a way, but freaky, because how do you know all that stuff before it even happens? It just sounds crazy, but it actually does happen.
Yeah.
And I've come to believe that everybody has this ability to tap into if they're willing, if they're believing, and if they want it. And other than that, if they don't want it, like my younger brother told me one time, he said, I believe in ghosts, but if they don't bother me, I don't bother them.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Don't bother them, they don't bother me, something like that.
That's kind of how I am. I try to... You know, in all seriousness, if a UFO seriously landed in my backyard, I would almost 100% surely go get on it, like, seriously. But a ghost, I don't want nothing to do with it. I know, the experiences I've had with them, I don't want nothing to do with them. But another thing I was going to talk about was... last night while I was listening to the Land Lamb Fear Show here on the Paranormal TV Network, which is www.paranormaltvnetwork.com, his show is on Channel 2. They have 3 channels. He started blasting the name paranormal, saying, well, what's paranormal? It shouldn't be called paranormal. And, you know, just talking about... How, you know, he's always been a very confident person, but he's like, you know, I listen to my own shows. I am the best radio show host ever, you know, and it's just like, you know, he's blasting the world paranormal. Whoever calls it paranormal don't know what they're talking about. So we got to call
actually,
I think
center, right. We don't know what paranormal means. Well, we know what it means, but we don't know why it happens.
It's not normal, so it's opposite
not normal.
Of normal, so it's paranormal. I think Dennis is going to join us. Let's see if he's here.
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, paranormal. You know, I have a problem with that because my show is, you know, it was like I was talking to Rick, my co-host, and my show cannot be classified. We talk about UFOs. We talk about ghosts. We talk about government conspiracies. For instance, this whole month we've had UFO. The next month we're going to be talking about government mind control and the prison system and, you know, we cover the whole range, but where else can we go but to paranormal, you know?
That's
where our heart lies anyway. That's where I started my research, which led to all this other stuff.
I think all the shows, all the internet shows to come on the air all at once and just talk about everything and what they believe, and maybe that'll get everybody to listen all at once.
Oh, you got it, man. I love it.
That's great.
I started doing this stuff about 45 years ago, I mean, studying, but I started also giving information back in the early 90s, just before the day of the Internet. In fact, some of us feel that we're the ones that kind of saved this information to get it to the Internet, you know. But it's come a long way. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving every minute of it. And you guys, all you guys out there, every one of you are doing a good job. I'm happy to be here with you guys. What I wanted to come on and talk about was I was talking to, excuse me, because I didn't plan on this, except it was just coming to my head. We were talking about UFOs and different things about them. I was talking to James Mosley, who's probably the oldest living UFO researcher alive, who has put out the longest continuing UFO magazine there is, which is now a newsletter called Saucer Sphere. And I was talking to him, we were talking about, in particular, as you, some of you guys know, I just wrote a book, which I'll talk about later, but that's neither here nor there. But the book is about the 1800 airship mysteries. And we were talking about the fact that in my story, which happened in 1850, supposedly, there were humans, human beings running the airships. And in the 1800s, the 1896 airship mystery, there was definitely humans. And it seemed like before the days that it seemed around the mid-60s where things changed and certain government groups came in and took control of what's going on, it seemed like prior to that, they were also human pilots. And I've been fortunate enough to have some of the really good researchers on my program lately, which I will plug, which is Unraveling Secrets. And we had Don Schmidt on this past week, and I asked him the question. I narrowed him down to the question of exactly what did these beings that we have so many witnesses that saw, exactly what did they look like? Did they look like the little aliens that we see, you know, all over the place? And he said, no, they had human features. He said that they called them, everybody called them the little people, and they said they looked like children. And my next guest next Saturday is going to be Kathleen Marden, who is Betty Hill's niece. So I went back and I'm rereading the Fuller book about the Betty and Barney Hill abduction. And then when they were hypnotized, they report people that they called Germans, human beings that looked like Germans. And I know that the Jackal's owned here, you know, and he's had contact lately with somebody that had contact with Travis Walton. And if I remember from his story, there was also a humanoid type person on the airship, yet it wasn't in the movie. You know, I think this is something the UFO community started to look more into, the human involvement on these ships.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good possibility that if they're not, you know, I've always considered the theory of time travel because of ancient peoples having knowledge that they should not have of, like, you know, the planes they found in South America and all the other stuff in Egypt and the Sumerians,
right,
and all that. But they could if we are engineered species, which I believe we may be, they may have came to this planet and, you know, engineered, you know, us.
Right. They might be the ranchers, man.
Yeah.
You know. And we're just the cattle, you know, I mean, sheeple, whatever.
We all herded together and plopped on planet Earth.
Right. There's a lot to that, you know. But the thing is that I think that we're all missing something from the older years of the UFO research. I think that so much has been mixed in from the different sources that, you know, that it's just, it's hard to really pick out the truth anymore.
Yeah, it is. Way too many people are faking things and you know.
Yeah,
right.
I didn't believe in the UFOs until I started dreaming of them, and I started asking people, friends around me, saying, you know, hey, I've been dreaming about UFOs, and these are people that do readings and stuff as well for me. They were good friends, and they said, well, David, that is possible, you know, to be contact with them if you're open to it. And I was like, well,
right.
I don't know when you're open to it or not, because I get everything. And,
right.
And I was having different dreams. I had dreams of weird, freaky-looking animals in there, but they were really peaceful. And I don't know if that's alien that I was with or you know, somebody in my subconscious was showing me or what. But it was pretty crazy. But these creatures were really fascinating-looking because they didn't look anything like on planet Earth. Not one of them. There was about, like, 20 different kinds. But that was just a dream. Most of the stuff I had happened to me are in dreams. And next thing you know, they're either real or I hear a voice in my head saying, look up. And then as I look up, there's a UFO right above me. And going up into outer space, I thought that was crazy. And no one believed me until my son came out and actually saw it. And then he's believing me. And then we got our across the street neighbors believing because they've seen the same thing happen. And it's been pretty wild. The only other people that don't see it are the, you know, Air Force, Navy, Marine, you know, all them people. They've got all that technology to track down things in the airspace, and nobody sees it. I think that's just crazy. And then they say, oh, you didn't see anything.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember these things probably go underwater, too, so.
Yep.
But I didn't believe in any of that stuff until after my first sighting, and that was just not too long ago. But before that, it was dream after dream with, you know, oh, here they come again, and there's a swarm of UFOs flying over me, and I was trying to hurdle people into keeping them safe and everything. That's just another story. but that's just been crazy stuff, and ever since then, I've been asking questions and more questions, and then finally I found Jamie down in next town over from me. Thought that was pretty cool how that happened. And I believe everything happens for a reason, so.
Yes, definitely. When it comes to this stuff, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, I've been researching for 45 years, proven nothing to myself or anybody else, but I have learned that it's a mysterious world we live in, and if you lose sight of that, you really, what's the use of living, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, everybody that researches UFOs, you know, we're all the same, scientists and everything. We're all just looking for the truth, and that's the fact. We all just want to know the truth behind these things, so.
Right, and the only kind of debunking thing that I might have is, and if the aliens are in so far that subconscious mind where they come down and talk to you that way while you're sleeping, or while you're in a meditative state or openness, why do they peep through your windows? I still can't get that one. But that's something else. I don't want to debunk it because then that would just discredit everything what I've just said. So.
Yeah, we have to respect. You know, we have to respect the opinions of debunkers if they, you know, if we want them to respect us. But it's never going to happen on either side. So.
Well, you know, there's a TV show series on now, and I don't watch TV, but my girlfriend told me about it, and I'm not sure what the name of it is, but some of you guys will probably know. But it seems like everybody went to sleep at the same time, and they all woke up, and each one has a little different piece of what happened. I believe that's the way life is. I believe that show really might be something that you'd watch, because I believe that each one of us have a piece. And that's why we named our show Unraveling the Secrets, because there was a lady named Cox. I'm sorry, I should have her name right on the tip of my tongue. But she knew all about the old religions and that type of stuff. And she put out newsletters. Norma Cox, you can look her up. She put out newsletters about spirituality, and she warmed them out. The Nazis and all of this stuff for years and years and years. And the name of her newsletter was Secrets. So in honor of her, I named ours Unraveling the Secrets. But I believe we all know something, you know, and if we just can all get it together, we can do unbelievable things. I believe this internet has the controllers scared to death, to be truthful with you. I don't know how long, but I believe right now it does.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the internet system to crash sooner or later because of that.
Somebody's going to try, and you know they're doing it right now, trying to get control. They know they can't destroy it. It's too far gone. Now you and I can crawl into a hole with a laptop, you know, and my son has built servers since the gaming days, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, the times have changed. If the old time researchers, you know, like yourself, not calling you old, but like.
Well, I know. I appreciate that.
People in the 60s and stuff, and much respect, but, you know, if they could have dreamed of such things as the internet, where, you know, you can pull up anything in a matter of seconds, it's just such a good tool to have. And I think it's one of the main reasons why, you know, all this stuff's happening is because people are seeing all these things that are out there, and seeing it's not just them that are experiencing these things now.
Right. Well, you know, you think about it. You know, you and I, we're just regular guys. You know, before the internet, if I wanted to research something, I had to go to the library and get out the microfiche. I know I researched Admiral Byrd's North Polar and South Polar trips, and I went to the downtown library and sit in the basement looking at microfiche of the New York Times for the entire 1940s. It took me a year and a half.
Wow.
And that's how I had to research, okay? And then I would put together my newsletter and send it out once a month to maybe 1,000 people, you know, at the top. But there are 100 of those were doing their own research, and it was all coming together. That's the way we had to. That's the way we had to pass this stuff around. And now, you know, you can just flip on the internet and look up anything that your heart can think of. When I first got my internet, that's what I did. I just would look up anything, you know.
Yep. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know,
anyway, let you guys go. I just wanted to come on and bring up that point that I had been talking to old timers about the human element of inside the craft themselves. You know.
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. Drop your link in the chat, and I'll save it and add it to the my show's page here. I'll add the link there because I want to check out your show.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
So,
yeah.
Pop in the chat when you're done, and we'll definitely check out your show. When's your next show coming up?
Our next show is Saturday night at midnight Eastern time. And it, like I said, it's Kathleen Marden. She is Betty Hill's niece, and she was the person that actually did the transcripts from the tapes to put it in the book, you know.
Yeah. So. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yes,
much respect
you.
To you, and you know, we're honored.
Oh yeah, I'll be back. I caught you guys one time at the end of the show. You know, I live here in Florida.
Yeah,
so
we really haven't taken
yeah.
too many calls because we, you know, we had the big guest on, and most of them, you know, we were only scheduling 1 hour shows because we didn't want to get caught with dead air. But
yeah, well, we do the same thing, you know, and so. But I saw tonight you guys were slow, and I wanted to bring up that point about the human element inside the craft.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely yeah. A very important fact in UFOs. Well,
yep.
Thank
so
you.
So we'll
for,
talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Dennis.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, Dad. Bye.
All right, Dave.
That was cool. The thing that stuck in my mind as he was telling us that was what about remote viewing? The gentleman that was, you know, popular on TV from being in the military that can do that. I forgot what his name was, but everybody has that ability to do that. Even if they go, oh, that might just be a psychic moment. Well, hey, that psychic moment's true, and it could happen again and again if you just pay attention to it and everything. And that was for, you know, computers and internet stuff. That's why they used people that had these openness abilities that can, you know, can do that.
Yeah, there
it wasn't just one guy. I'm sure there was a bunch of other people that we don't know about that did that too.
Yeah,
maybe
there was
look for someone like that to come on the show too. That'd be neat.
I was reading in a new book I have called Out There. Don't have it next to me, but I believe it's from Howard Bloom called Out There, where they talk about some crazy remote viewing to where, if I remember correctly, they had a top government guy come to a facility. He had a briefcase handcuffed to his wrist. And he had the briefcase in his hand, and he sat in a room about 500 feet away from this remote viewer guy. And they told us, you know, they went into the remote viewer and they said, listen, we have a guy here on premises. He has a briefcase in his hand. Tell us what's in it. And, you know, it's just amazing that he would hit the nail on the head, like, it was just amazing how these people
describe
could do
what's
it.
It and what he,
yeah,
what the guy
and
looked.
I've even seen TV shows where these remote viewers. I've seen one where the remote viewer was up in Seattle, the you know, the round thing in Seattle, what do they call that?
I can't remember, and I was on it.
And anyway, it's not the Seattle Dome, whatever it was. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, though. But he was up there, and they took five people, and they put five people throughout the city, and he had to guess where each person was, and it was amazing that he actually was able to do that, and that was amazing. Now let's talk a little bit about what Dennis brought up about the human element in UFOs, because it does have a huge human element. I mean, throughout all time, as far back as written text is, even the Sumerians, they seem to have more UFOs back then than we do now, and all throughout the Bible, there's nothing but hints of crafts that fly with wheels inside wheels, and there's paintings that are thousands of years old. And even the Star Child skull, when I had Lloyd Pye on his project that he's working on, the Star Child skull, The artistic renderings of that skull look very human, but their brain capacity was a lot bigger than ours. Now, you know, imagine if they could use all of that brain capacity, because we only use 10%. If they could use all of theirs, that's just amazing. And I believe that's what our brain was. You know, I think that we may have the brain, the same brain makeup as these aliens, but we're just genetically engineered to only use certain parts of it. And like,
that's because,
like,
they fed us TV, they fed us radio, then all of a sudden the internet came out. And I bet before the internet started popping up, I bet a lot of people were a little bit more psychic than they thought.
Yeah.
And but then once the internet came out, it was a lot easier to do the internet than think of where your friend was, or think of, you know, when that store is open or closed, or, you know, or what your friend is doing. Instead of just picking up the, and also the phone came out and everything. That was, I don't know. I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off.
Yeah,
I know. It's just
and
more
I totally
theories and questions.
Forgot about
and
what I was talking about, too. The human element.
The human element. Yeah. So if we have any more listeners, call in and tell us what we were just talking about.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
We have quite a few listeners. I know that Jackal may call in a little later on. He can call in whenever anybody can call in. You know, and join our discussion.
The human elements—that's like us in a nutshell, almost. Because we have, yeah, you were talking about the brain capacity of aliens versus humans. And
yeah,
we all have, you know, the same brain waves as the aliens, but
oh yeah, that's what I was
somehow
gonna say.
They use their technology in their brain instead of putting it all on. Well, I can't say that, because then how do they build these remarkable UFOs?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to touch on, is maybe this, you know, how people say you go to a higher consciousness is just another term for you use more of your brain. You know what I mean? Like, it's been proven in savants that, you know, savants use an area of their brain that we don't use. And that's why certain savants can remember everything they've ever heard. And they can read, I mean, they got photographic memory. They can look at a page for 2 seconds and know everything on it immediately, yet they can't change their, tie their shoes. So it's just different areas of the brain. Now, I'm so surprised there hasn't been like a spoof, you know, like not a spoof, but like an oddity where a certain person has been born with a few of these traits, like, you know, a normal average person like ourselves with savant skills, with telepathic skills, and with other skills. I mean, I seen they tested this machine, talking about savants, they tested this machine on this person. He did not know how to draw. He did not know how to do anything. He had no rhythm. Couldn't play the piano. And yet they hooked up, they put a cap on him and they put some electrodes to him. And when they fired his nerves in that certain area, he could draw like an artist. And it was just an amazing show to watch. I watched that show probably 2 years ago. So
wasn't that guy blind, you said, or?
No, this guy wasn't blind. He was just a normal guy like myself who can't draw. I mean, I have, you know, I can play the drums and piano, so, you know, I have that, but I can't draw. And this guy couldn't draw either. But as soon as they hooked up the electrodes and the nerves started firing in that part of his brain where, you know, where savant excel, he could draw like an artist. It was amazing. And, you know, I think soon they're going to have some type of medication or something you could take just to, you know.
Empower your brain.
Like that. Yeah. It's very weird. The human mind. And, you know, the telepathic aspect, a lot of people that have been abducted have said aliens really, they don't talk, that they have like a little film, like their mouth is a slit and there's no teeth, there's just a little film there. And, you know, that they talk telepathically. And I believe we could probably do the same thing if that part of our brain was being used. And, you know,
yeah.
And there has been a few instances where me and a friend, you know, have thought the same exact thing at the same moment, and yet it had nothing to do with what we were doing. Like, you know, even Fred from the founder of Weeby Ufology, you can ask him. We were chatting one day, and I took the words right out of his mouth. I wrote, like, this whole paragraph, and we weren't even talking about that. And he freaked out because he was just typing up the same exact thing. And, you know, it's weird, just like deja vu. You know, I have no clue what that is. And I would like to do some research on that. I don't think anybody really knows what it is. There are some theories out there on what it is. Like maybe, you know, remember the other night we were skywatching, I was kind of talking to you about that and how maybe each of us, like this world could almost be just an illusion to each one of us. Like this whole world could be here just for me. And it's all an illusion just for me to do my life the right way. Like maybe you're given 5 chances to live the life that you're given and do the right thing. You know, and everybody else is here, but they don't matter. They're just supposed to be here. You know what I mean? There's just so many crazy possibilities when you start thinking like that.
That'd be a great Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something to think about. Another theory.
Well, that Skywatch should be very interesting. This coming Sunday, today's Tuesday, so next Sunday, Skywatch is going to be all day, morning, afternoon, evening, and night. I am 100% sure I will be out there. You know, I was watching this a video on YouTube about this guy who says he can summon UFOs. Now, anybody who says that, immediately you got to think, you know, well, is that possible? Well, he had a few videos up there of him so-called summoning UFOs, and you can actually see daytime, like these things up in the sky during the daytime. Kind of like the prophet Yahweh, but this guy's young. He's like 22 or something. So he lives in California. So somebody that lives in his hometown called him out and said, I believe you're a fake. And he said, listen, I'll call you one day and you meet me wherever I say and you prove to me that you can get these UFOs to show up. And so the guy called him and they met at a park, which he did not know where it was going to be or anything. And they got there, and this kid, like, meditated. And sure enough, 3 UFOs showed up right above him. It was insane. I don't know what he's doing, but I watched his video on how to summon UFOs. And pretty much what he says that he does is he kind of uses his mind. And he says, you have to believe that there is a God, and that God is in control of all things. And once you believe that, you can focus on a certain part of the sky. And you can, he says that's what he does, and that these things will actually show up. Now, I'd like to try that one day. I've never tried it. I have, though. I have taken pictures of daylight UFOs.
I haven't done that during the daytime either.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen the daylight UFO picture I took. I don't know if I've posted it anywhere, but we got to get this footage we have up, too. I'm definitely going to go to Radio Shack tomorrow and get the video converter. If not, if I can't get it tomorrow, I'm hooking up my old computer and running the software, because it's just my computer why it's not running. It says it, I don't know why it's not running. I mean, I factory restored my computer. It was running fine again. Now it's down. Maybe I can show you how to, well, no, I'm just going to buy the video converter, but, anybody out there, do not buy a micro MV camcorder. Buy a DV. I really want to save up for a Generation 3 adapter for my camcorder. My camcorder now is a Generation 2, which is good. It's so much better than my last camcorder. My last camcorder, you can barely see anything. I think we caught one UFO on it, and we were seeing dozens and dozens, and that one UFO was so shaky, and it just looked like a street light.
Yeah, that was one of the best UFO sightings we had.
Yeah.
Because it came down from the east, and yep. They usually come either south or north or west, and this one was from the east. And it flew over us kind of like in a circle pattern almost.
Yeah.
Like a quarter of a circle.
And I even thought I had the best technology that was out until Gwen showed up with her Generation 3 night vision, which is incredible. If you guys haven't seen Generation 3 night vision, I mean, there's nothing like it. You can see everything. You can see stuff. I mean, you can point this thing at any point in the sky and see stuff moving. Anywhere in the sky, you can just scan the sky, and as you're scanning, you'll see stuff moving. It's crazy. But the bad part about the actual one she has is that it only has RCA outputs. But they do make new adapters that I could buy as a lens for my camcorder that would make it a Generation 3. That's about an extra $400, $500 I'd have to spend, which I will if I get it. But,
yeah, tell them where they can see them videos on her site.
Her YouTube is youtube.com/user/chantmiss, chantmiss.
That way, if you're in a field of getting a camera of some kind, maybe you might want to check out those.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to tell her to buy a camcorder, because with that, you pretty much can just watch them. To record them, she has to hook it up to a TV and use her little camera and record the TV, which works if you have a high-definition TV. Navajo Jimmy and O'Gary 555 both have the same scope she does. And their videos are clear and really excellent.
Yeah, Navajo Jimmy has some great footage over there in Mexico or Arizona, wherever he's from.
Yeah, it's in, what was the name of the video? Yeah, New Mexico.
Artesian,
New Mexico, yes. Yeah. A lot of people that are interested in UFOs are moving to New Mexico, because that's pretty much the state with the most activity, you know, Southern California and New Mexico area. Because just in that area, I mean, you have Air Force bases throughout Colorado, throughout Utah.
Uh-oh. Are we still on air? Hello? I believe we lost Jamie. Or the whole show. I'm not sure. I'll have to go inside and see what's going
on. Sorry about that. My phone I was on totally went to pure static. I had to switch to another phone. That was strange. I was talking to you just like I am now, and it just went...
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to start talking to myself on the phone and not knowing if I was on the air or not.
Man, we have 19 minutes remaining, and nobody else has called in. I thought...
Somebody's going to have some more questions or theories or what they think.
People. Jack will call in, E call in. But you don't have to. I mean, call in if you want to.
Well, I think that'd be cool, too, if we got all the internet, you know, blog talk radio show people to come on all at once and have all their listeners call, you know, come on the show. I think that would be wild. It would just be phenomenal.
Would you call it? What would you call it?
International Blog Talk. International. Just like the Skywatch, almost. We got to think of somebody come up with a name for it and put it out there, and we'll do it.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just saying the round table because everybody's using that term. But, no, actually, there are some shows that are actually doing that now. They're actually bringing on...
Ouija board of the blog talk radio shows.
But, you know, I really don't think that's a good idea because... You know, if there's 7 or 10 people online, that means you're 1/10 of a guest, you know, and then that's not...
Oh, well, it would just be like us. It'd be like, you know, there everybody that has questions or theories or...
Yeah.
And then...
But it does get a little out of control sometimes, so...
Yeah. Or we just give everybody like 5 minutes, like one show gets 5 minutes, the next show gets 5... Next show gets 5 and their callers. Next show gets 5 and their callers.
Well,
I think that might work if we get it all out there and do it the right way.
Yeah. So
it could work.
I am very excited about tomorrow night's.
Yeah, no, it's cloudy and then it gets clear. It gets cloudy and clear, so we're in good shape now. But it's kind of late, and usually we don't see anything.
Let me check the weather forecast live on air for tomorrow night. Which me, you, and Billy Cox will be down here. I talked to him a little bit about our other Skywatch site on the water, and he's kind of intrigued about that. But I told him that we have been seeing, kind of seems like we see a lot more here than we do there.
Yeah.
So.
Or any listeners, any listeners can do a Skywatch themselves. At the same time.
I think for some reason, I don't know, my backyard and your house, I haven't been to your house. I need to go to your house one night and Skywatch.
I don't know. I think I see more here than I do at your place.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I see probably about the same, but I think I see them more come down. I don't know if it's because I'm by myself or if it's... I don't know. It's just strange sometimes because it happens. Sometimes it happens more here than down there, but lately it's been happening at both places. But I've been focusing on both places. Like I put in my mind, I like astral travel out of my mind to your house, and it's kind of like maybe that's a light that goes down to your house that shows them, hey, I'm over here,
yeah.
not up here. But I don't know. It's another theory. I wonder if it's really true or not. I don't know. Good to think like that, though.
Now, me and Dave have also done some crazy stuff where we have both asked, well, I think on most of the occasions it was me. I'd be like, come on, we're leaving, show us something. Like the other night, we had a shooting star that just, like, went clear across the whole sky. I mean, that thing... Almost was.
Yeah,
it looked like it had a 2-stage rocket engine. It looked like the first stage burnt out, and then it lit the second stage. It was crazy.
It was right on cue, right after he said, okay, we're going to go and show themselves.
And one other time they did the same thing. But, I'm definitely looking forward to tomorrow night. Tomorrow night forecast is the same as tonight. So tonight's forecast is partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s, northwest wind 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, northwest winds 5 to 10. So it's going to be just the same. So.
Wow, I'm surprised Jackal didn't want to come on tonight. He could have showed his video, posted it in the chat room again to see, you know, let people know what he saw over in where he lives in Florida.
Yeah, that's a good video. Jackal, you can still go ahead and post that in the chat if you want. Yeah, I can't wait till we get all this. I mean, I'm once I get the video converter, I've probably got 5 hours of solid work to get all of our footage up, because I have the tape I have in my camcorder now has about 13 minutes of footage, and the old tape we have still has about 10 minutes of footage that has so altogether we got about 23 minutes of UFO sightings, probably 13, 14, 15 objects that I'll have to upload. So Navajo Jimmy, yeah, let me see if I can get that. They're asking for Navajo Jimmy's YouTube, so I'm gonna see if I can get that for you. The best way to get it would be to go to Gwen's website, which I'm doing right now.
Or just go to Artesia, New Mexico.
And look under her friends. Yeah, you can type in Artesia, New Mexico, and UFO, and he will pop right up. But I'm going to get the link for you right now while we're talking. Again, Gwen's YouTube is youtube.com/user/chantmiss. Okay, let's see, friends. Now the... Yep, Navajo Jimmy. It's... His account is closed. That is weird. You know, a lot of UFO accounts have been being shut down lately, and that's a little strange to me.
Yeah, it's like our good friend Terrell Copeland, his account's closed too. So I wonder if these guys are either being warned or
no,
if they're
Terrell's
just...
Terrell's YouTube is still open.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. All right, so instead of going to Navajo Jimmy to see what this scope does, you can go to O'Gary's site. He uses the same scope. I'm going to post that right now in the chat. You can see his footage. He has some excellent footage, too. And I'm also going to post Gwen's YouTube in there. Now, she hasn't been filming too long, and she has problems with her night scope. Hers is a little snowy. I don't know. She's supposed to be sending it back. I haven't heard from her. I'm a little worried about her. She had surgery, and last I heard, she was having to go back into the hospital, maybe because of an infection. That was two or three days ago, so... I hope everything's okay there. I haven't heard from her, so. If anybody wants to join us, I'm going to be watching TV, so we won't be there tonight. But for any listeners, we do have a audio chat and a text chat we all usually hang out at during the day to talk while we're online. And all you have to do to get to that is you can sign up to my my UFO social network, which is worldufospace.ning.com. That's worldufospace.ning.com. And you'll see right on the home page. Right towards the top, it says audio chat. Click here, and you can join us. We have an audio chat, a text chat, and some other stuff. My site is filled. We actually have this whole radio show there on my site. You can actually listen to the show from the site. We have all kinds of features, so feel free to stop by and join in. And we got 9 minutes remaining. So,
any last minute guests?
No, I want to talk a little bit about this because last night while I was listening to Lan Lamphere's show, the owner of this website, ParanormalTVNetwork.com, was chatting with me, and Claudia was on there. Claudia's a good friend of mine, and she knew who I was. I wasn't, you know, plugging or spamming my show. She asked me when my next show was, and, you know, I told her. And I told her, she asked who's guest, and I told her about Von Daniken might be coming on. And I guess the webmaster for Paranormal TV Network asked me, why don't I bring my show to their site, which would bring many, many, many more listeners. And if I do that, I'm still going to keep it on Blog Talk Radio, so I can kind of do it at both places at once, kind of like...
That'll be cool.
Kind of like Open Minds does. He does a live stream where you can see him talking in studio, and he's on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm waiting to hear from them. They were supposed to contact me today and talk about it. They have 3 channels. I would be channel 4. And like I said last night, Land Show, he probably had, you know, up where 500 live listeners, something like that. I don't know. Maybe not that many, but he had a lot of listeners. And unlike him, my show will always be free. My downloads will always be free. We're just working, you know. To me, the show's important. It's important to get out the information, to talk with other people who experience this phenomenon, and to get the info out via the experts in the field. And as Dave can testify to, when I started this show, it was kind of like a little joke, like, hey, I started a little radio show, you want to come on and just talk about our Skywatch? And it wasn't until Terrell Copeland I started thinking, hey, maybe we got something here.
And then look, now look, it's pretty much full bloom on, you know, amazing guests that are come on, and people with all this technology and, oh, not technology, but with all the brains, you can say.
Yeah, it's weird. This is the first show I've done in a couple months without having a huge name on, but that don't matter. Anybody who has a story can come on my show and talk. Anybody. You know, as long as, you know, you're being honest and you have a story that is believable, or even if it's a little out there, you know, tell us. We're here to learn just as you are, and we're here to teach those who are under us and learn from those who are above us.
We Jamie's in connection with a lot of people that are like from MUFON and other areas out there too in different countries, and it's just amazing that he's in contact with all these people in a short amount of time.
And yeah.
If anyone ever needs help, I'm sure he'd be able to point you in the right direction on who might be able to help, if you had a sighting or if you've been abducted or if you had paranormal experiences or anything.
That's one thing I wanted to hint on. When Dennis was on the air, he was talking about the how he's having trouble with the paranormal category when he does all types of shows. now. I'm hoping next week, next Tuesday, if Mr. Von Daniken does not come on that day, I'm going to do a Halloween show, you know, maybe get somebody that's in the, in the paranormal field to come on the show and talk with us about his beliefs, his experiences, and so on. But when he said that about the category, one of the main goals of WeeBee UFO Believers, which can be found just by Googling their name or going to weebeeufobelievers.co.uk, we've been fighting now for over a year to make UFOlogy a subject and a known study, because a lot of people joke about it. Hey, what's UFOlogy? Anybody can be a UFOlogist, you know. And, we would like to see that category on different sites so you can choose it. You know, there's so many different sites and that I go to that have categories, and the closest thing that comes to is, you know, paranormal or something else, you know, like other. There should be a larger variety of categories to choose from, and UFOlogy should be one of them. It should be recognized as a study, not a serious study where you have to get a master's degree or go to college for it, but UFOlogy should just mean what it means. It means, you know, the study of UFO information.
Yeah.
I guess it's just short for a UFO researcher. I mean, I think UFOlogist sounds a little cooler than UFO researcher, but that's just me. Well,
yeah, you're right. It does sound a lot better than UFO researcher.
So
sounds like you're an important person when you say you're a UFOlogist.
UFOlogist? can't wait to get my webcam. I almost bought a webcam yesterday because I am going to set up my studio here. So if I do go on the Paranormal TV Network, my studio will look good. I'm going to kind of do the dark thing like Lan Lamphere did last night. He had, like, you can only see the silhouette of his face, and the rest of the room was dark. So probably do something cool like that. But I cannot believe it. We've made it an hour and a half with just me and Dave talking. Amazing.
Wow.
No,
I think that's the longest we ever talked.
Yeah. No,
well, thank you for having your show early, though, Jamie.
Yeah. I'm going to end the show on a very good note with a favorite song in the whole world, but it's not that time yet. So,
as long as you don't play that Chupacabra song.
No, I won't. I promise.
As long as you don't play that one.
I won't play it. I won't. I promise. Well, yeah, promise. Yeah, for all listeners, just stay tuned in case Eric Von Daniken comes on before next Tuesday. If he does, you'll hear about it. I'll be spamming it everywhere.
Well, tell us who you might else have on there if you have anyone else lined up to come on. Any big names? Or is Eric the one that you have right now?
Yeah, what about, yeah, he might be coming on.
Yeah, do you have any other big guests coming on? Have you contacted any?
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of contacts out. Michael Cohan's supposed to come out and a bunch of others, but that's our show for tonight. Dave, thank you for calling in.
And thank you for having me here again.
We'll see you next Tuesday, if not earlier, but we will have a show next Tuesday, too. Thank you to everybody for listening. I'm going out with our special song. Good night, Dave.
Good night.
Thank you.
chupacabra wants to eat that goat. That goat wants to hug that chupacabra. That chupacabra wants to eat that goat. That goat's got a little